Blog Talk Radio.
Shake yourself loose today, everybody. Shake yourself loose. Get it out of you. Shake yourself loose right now. Shake salute from sickness, hurt, pain, disappointment, lack, poverty, depression, oppression, gossip, guilt, unforgiveness, pride, lust, sexual perversion, self-righteousness, sin, sadness, worry, condemnation, accusation, anger, doubt. Shake yourself loose. Whatever they have been binding you up right now, shake yourself loose. Be free today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Man. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are free and we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for there is healing in the house. Come and receive your healing today. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that you are gathered in his name, touching and agreeing. There he is in the midst. So, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst today. We thank you, Lord God, as you that kept us and saved us. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, come, everybody, and let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us show joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for you, oh God, where would we be, oh God? When we look back over our life and see where you brought us from, oh God, we can't help but shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. The Lord, my God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, I'm the teacher, Carol Manning. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all are so excited. Yesterday was my birthday. As you can tell, my voice is that a strain? I'm telling you, I've been working in this season, and I thank God for the work. Hallelujah. That we know God is good. Hallelujah. And if God called you on assignment, he said, that means he counts you worthy. He counts you faithful. So I thank God that my voice is at a strain. I believe right now there's a restoration of my vocal cords in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But I wouldn't let nothing stop me from getting on the show today to give God our praise, glory, and honor, and coming to agreement with my brothers and sisters today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, brother God, we just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way on the line today. Lord, touch every heart and mind right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we come committing our faith today, let there be a breaking in heaven right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, pour our blessings on everyone on the line today. In the household of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, are overflowing. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my dear God, Son of my. Thank you, Lord. Man, y'all bear with me today on this voice, but I trust God for a restoration. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise and glory. Hallelujah. Verses, give me the rub and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being a God above all others, God. You are worthy of every praise, every honor, and all the glory. And thank you for everything you're doing in my life and the lives of those that I love. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to do a little something different today, because today one of my friends, she's doing a global prayer. I wasn't able to make it. You all just become very exhausted. But I wanted to do a little something different today as we shout. I want us to petition our prayer for the nation, because they're praying a global prayer for the world. And I just want you to come into agreement with you want God to do in this world for his people. So if you could, evangelist, just give a petition today in the name of Jesus Christ. What do you want God to do here in this world from nation to nation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Go ahead.
Amen. My desire is that we all work together in unity, because his word says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And with that unity, we can do so much together as a team, as an army of one. So when we come together, we will share love. We will lead others to his word, lead others to God, because he said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. My prayer is that the world come together in unity. Forgive racism. Forgive hatred. Let's love. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm coming to agreement. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we come to agreement with our sister? We're coming up for the world, because we are one. Amen. We are one. We're many members of one body. Amen. I want you to understand what happens in another nation affects you as well, because we're one. We are the human race. So, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name for divine unity where the enemy has caused separation. Right now, Brother God, right now, division, we pray for divine unity. Lord, let it be so from nation to nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. It is our prayer that the nation from nation will come together in love, that love will increase in the land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Open up your mouth and shout. Kevin Tarita Jones, give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory. I thank the Lord for getting me up this morning. I thank the Lord that the sunshine is shining on the outside and it's shining in my heart. And I thank the Lord. I want us to be come together in the world to be as one, because we don't supposed to be divided, because we all serve the same Lord. And I want you all to pray that I'm going to go strong in Christ.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I do have a request here from Sister Evangelist Darlene Dolan. She's at work right now, but she's on the show. She can't talk. So she texts and says, her prayer is for the land to be healed. Hallelujah. From nation to nation. Sickness all over the world. We pray for divine health and healing for everybody in the world. For the God to believe and trust in you from nation to nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, heal the hearts and minds and bodies of people, oh God. Heal their spirit right now. Fix that it is broken, oh Lord, and mend the tear in their soul right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Brenda Gill, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My
prayer
is for your voice this morning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God strengthen you. And my prayer for the world is love, because whoever does not love not know God, for God is love.
Yes.
So what the world needs now is love, sweet love for everybody.
Jesus. For everybody.
Thank
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, agape love for each other and everybody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep your cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. Love, increase the love, Father God, in the land today, oh God. Agape love, oh God, that we can operate with the love of Christ. Hallelujah. From nation to nation. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you for unity. We thank you for healing. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. Hallelujah. That peace can be still in the land from nation to nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just the God, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, 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 glory, hallelujah. I just want to say that Mr. Hill is doing very, very well. He had a grave period at one time, but he is doing excellent. God is good, and my prayer for the nation, I pray that our new president will be able to get more of the vaccine so that all across the U.S., everybody can get, you know, the injection so that we can stop the dying of the people.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you for the kind Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Father God. We pray for divine provisions, Father God, for the vaccination of God. So everyone here in the world and around the world, Father God, not just here in the United States, but nation and nation, that should be, would be able to receive, hallelujah, what is needed through the vaccination to be healed, and that there will be no adverse side effects or side effects of any kind from this medication. This vaccination is being administered to the human body, Father God, but it will do what is intended to do and nothing more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can, hallelujah, that life, hallelujah, will be sustained in the land, and that we will not lose another to COVID-19. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayers and you answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we know you'll be a God out of God, a God that makes a way out of no way. We know you'll be a healing God, oh God. We know you'll be the God of peace, hallelujah. We know that you'll be the God of unity and love. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, if we petition our prayers by faith, we believe it and we receive it. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Dinner, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning.
And Lord, I want to pray for the world, the whole world, Lord, that you just rain down and lift up this virus. Because you said if we bow down and change from our wicked way, you will heal this land, Lord. Right now, Lord, I pray and ask you, Lord, just heal the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, everywhere, everywhere. And the vaccine go around for everybody, everywhere, not just the rich folk, but the poor folks, too, the people in Africa, all over the world. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Seems like we're all on one accord this morning, so we combine our faith with everyone that's praying around the world. We're a plus a million and more right now, and those that are praying, hallelujah, at the same time, I believe they're still praying right now. They started at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today, so we combine our faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with their faith on today, and believing and trusting God from nation to nation that all the land will be healed in God's people, that unity will come within the land, that there will be an increase in love right now, increase in peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every need would be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you that the Lord rule over every nation, hallelujah, and let every nation be glad and rejoice right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the poor and needy people of every nation be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord our God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now for every nation. We pray that they will be converted and bring this wealth to the King, only for you are the King of Kings. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray right now that Jesus will rule over every nation in righteousness and judgment today, hallelujah, and forevermore. Lord, we thank you as we pray for our nation will come to Zion and be taught and learn war no more. Let there be no more war, Lord God, as we come together in unity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From this day forth, oh God, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, for what you've already done. What you're doing, hallelujah, what you're about to do. Let peace, shalom, come into every nation like a river today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let the children of every nation be taught of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that our nation and every nation will seek and find the Lord this very day and this very hour as we come together, hallelujah, on one accord from nation to nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promise of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that developed in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for one more time, you all. I'm so grateful. Yesterday was my birthday, and I received so many birthday wishes. But let me tell you something, you all, and I'm not complaining, but it's nothing like a phone call. It's nothing like when somebody calls you, and you can hear their voice, and they just, I just want to say, God bless you and happy birthday. So I know you all that did text. I thank you for the text messages. But a phone call ain't nothing when you can hear the person's voice, and you can really feel the enthusiasm and the love through their voice. Amen. But I want to thank those who message. I want to thank those that call. So God bless you. God keeping those that sold into my life, my birthday. I decree and declare that you have sown in good ground and good soil, and that all that you have planted, hallelujah, in my life, that you will reap a great harvest of God's goodness, God's blessing, God's favor, God's divine health and healing and prosperity be your portion, hallelujah. That harvest time is near. Get ready for a great harvest of God's goodness, God's blessing and favor, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whether you sow big or small, hallelujah, God is going to reward you. Pray the mighty, as you sow into the prophetess, may you reap the prophet's reward in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to scripture. God bless you. God keep you. I'm going to keep pressing on with this voice. I hope it's okay. I hope y'all can hear me and that my voice is not breaking up. I thank God for you. But one thing I want to share, you all, because what happens with some of us, we hold on to unforgiveness for so long, and we wonder why things are happening in our life, why so many things are affecting our bodies. I'm not just saying this is just the one thing that affects us, but a lot of us have not forgiven. We're dealing with unforgiveness. So I want to talk to you today about forgiveness just a little bit, if I can. The Bible says in Ezekiel 16 and 63, I forgive you all that you have done, says the Lord God. In Colossians 3 and 13, the Bible says, bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. So you are forgiven no matter what you've done. No matter how or when you are, what God's forgiveness is waiting for you. The moment you acknowledge your sin and ask to be forgiven, it's that. Strangely, that may be difficult for you to accept. You may feel you must make your own atonement, but it's a feat, you all. You will never accomplish. Only God's perfect Son was able to do the job. Amen. Abandon your pride and receive His forgiveness today. Don't wait another moment. Some of us have a hard time forgiving ourselves for what we did in the past. Whatever you did before you got on this call, whatever you did a minute ago, forgive yourself. Let go and follow God. Let go and let God have His way in your life. If you ever tried, you all, to forgive another person, even a close friend or family member, you know how difficult that can be. Everything in you wants to cling to the hurt and publish the offense. God invites you to forgive out of gratitude for what He's done for you, because He's already forgiven you. He has forgiven you freely and completely. Remember that no one could hurt you as much as your sin has hurt you. Hallelujah. Your Heavenly Father has forgiven you. When you look at it that way, you all, forgiveness becomes a privilege. It becomes a privilege. All my words are not just being raspy and running together because of my voice, but we thank God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, evangelist. Let me know that you can hear me clearly. That's important because I'm pressing through it tomorrow. We don't have a job, so I get my voice time to restore itself. But we do have midweek service today. So pray for my voice, you all. I got to have my voice. We in prayer for 40 days. So today was the 21st day that we've been in prayer, prayer and fasting. So we thank God. I want to talk to every man that's on the call today and that'll be listening later. For cultivating your inner purity is important, men. And I have a message for everyone here, the man and the woman. So, men, I want you to listen. I want you to answer this question within yourself today. What are some practical ways that you can keep your inner life pure? And I'm talking to every man of God. Develop firm convictions about doing what is right according to God's word. Maintain a life of discipline that encourages holiness and avoids temptation. Make sure your goals are God-centered and not self-centered. Hide God's word in your heart so it shapes your decision and your choices. Hallelujah. Live a servant-oriented life. Focus on others rather than self, because sometimes we'll get in self-pity, self-doubt. It'll be about self and complaining. But live a servant-oriented life. Focus on others rather than self. Start yielding your inner life to God. In these ways, men of God, will empower you to live a kind of outer life that honors the Lord and bless others. So pray, God. I tell God, I want to live my life from the inside out today. May my convictions, personal discipline, and goals be up to date and shaped by your word. Help me to serve others with a pure heart. Amen and amen. Say that short prayer, men of God, be delivered and be set free. Hallelujah. And watch God work. Watch God work. Amen, amen. Glory to God, you all. Again, thank you for bearing with me today. Ladies, women of God, today I want to say this as I speak to myself. Going from meek to mighty. Going from meek to mighty, women of God. Amen. I used to be so confident, still meaning, and I was so confident. And some of, if we can be honest, some of us have not been so confident. There have been times we're like, I just don't have the confidence. But understand, we're not losers. Hallelujah. We are not defeated. Hallelujah. God has made us, hallelujah, in a special kind of way. The Bible, when God created so many things, it said that it is good. But then one day came, He said that it's not good. And He said it was not good for man to live alone. And so He created woman. So it is for me today to take you out to continue to grow and go in Christ and trust God to do it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament time, the Midianites periodically destroyed the crops of the children of Israel, you all. And a young man named Gideon secretly thrust wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. So he doesn't sound very brave, but he did. He did. He was brave because God had already called him back when he was in the womb. And yet we learned that God enabled him, strengthened the meek Gideon into a mighty warrior, a man of valor, a man of mighty faith. Hallelujah. This is what God is doing in us women. Hallelujah. Women of God. He is taking us right now from meek to mighty women of God in the mighty name of Jesus. It was formed in you a long time ago. God had already put that in you from birth. Hallelujah. It is time for you to walk into it. God will transfer you to, hallelujah, yield to him, trust him, allow him to do great things in and through you, hallelujah, and for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let this be our prayer, women of God, hallelujah. Father God, when I'm hesitant to show faith in you, give me courage and the right words to say that will lead people to you. Open doors for me to bravely serve you and share your truth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just wanted to share that a little bit with, you know, encourage us today. Men and women of God, be encouraged to walk into your calling. Be encouraged, hallelujah. Don't let anything delay you from doing what God has called you to do. And when God tells you to wait, wait and know that in the way there is, that somehow in the way God is protecting you, God is keeping you in the way. In the way God is going to bless you right there in the way. But when we move out of place where God has called us so he can do a great work in us in the name of Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying today to you is be encouraged, hallelujah. And when God speaks to you, don't just let him speak. And you don't be obedient, because a lot of people say, I heard from God and I still went. So if you're hearing from God and you know that it is God, follow the instructions. The Bible tells us that in obedience there is blessings, and when you're disobedient there is curses. Not only does it curse you, but it will curse your family, it will curse your bloodline, it will curse from generation to generation because of your disobedience. It doesn't only affect you, but it affects everybody that's connected to you. Hallelujah. So you got to listen and be obedient to what God is telling you. You can't listen to what friends are saying. You got to listen to what God is saying, because if God said it, it shall be done. Amen. But it's something always required for you to do. And I tell my church family, if God, hallelujah, if a prophet comes to you, a prophet of God, a prophet that is not of God, a prophet of God is going to give you instructions, hallelujah. And he's not only going to give you the prophecy, but he's going to give you the instruction and the interpretation of what the prophecy is. But if a man comes to you saying that they're a prophet, one of the prophets, and they're not giving you instructions, because God is going to always give you a way out. He's not going to just say it if he don't tell you a way out. It's going to always be something for you to do. Amen. So ask God, Father God, what is it that you have me to do? Hallelujah. Father God, I surrender my will over to you, Lord God. Let thy will be done. I bow my will of God in my mind, with the mind of Christ. This should be your daily prayer. Amen. It's renewing your mind. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank God, because there's so many things that happen during the day that goes on that our ears get to, our eyes are set on. So it should be your prayer every day, Lord, bind my mind to the mind of Christ, and my will to yours, Father God, let thy will be done. And it's all God to use you. Let God have his way. So as we wrap up here today, I want to again thank you all for being with me with this voice. It, I don't know what it sounds like on you all's end, but I know for me, I'm getting through it. We got about 2 minutes here, and I thank God. I want you all to distrust the media's distorted messages. Distrusted you all. It is a devil's playground. And I tell my church family this and my children, it's the devil's playground, and it'll suck you in before you know it. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things that belong to the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not him. Sometimes it's hard to stand firm in your faith, especially when the world keeps pumping out messages that are contrary to your belief. The media is working around the clock in an attempt you all to rearrange your priorities. The media says that the appearance is all important, that social standing is all important. See, these messages are untrue, you all. The important things in life have little to do with appearances. The all-important things in life have to do with your faith, your family, and your future. And that's it, period. Nothing else after that. Living in the 21st century, you are relentlessly bombarded by media messages that are contrary to your faith. Take those messages with a grain of salt, and not all, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As Corey Ten Boom said, our fight is not against any physical enemy. It is against organizations and powers that are spiritual. So we must struggle against, hallelujah, we must struggle against sin all our lives, but we are sure we will win. Amen? So our prayer, hallelujah, today would be, should be, Lord, this world is filled with temptation. temptation and distraction. We have many opportunities to stray from your commandments. Help us to focus not on the things of this world, but on the message of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us keep quiet in our hearts as we follow him this day and forever. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, you all. Remember, tonight is midweek service here at 845-277-9213. Come and join us today as we're talking about the promises of God. Hallelujah. So you can decree and declare those things on your life. And don't forget, the enemy wants you to forget what God has promised us. Amen. So we're going to go back over to today so you know, yes, God said he's going to do that. Yes, God has done that. And just stand in the word of God. Heavenly Son, I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we'll say to God be the glory. And we all say, amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.
Streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Nobody there to put me out. Better win.